And now let's take our other songbooks. And in the back of the songbook, there's a little section called Scripture Readings. And if you will turn to number 52 in the Scripture Readings, let's read together from Psalm 103. Shall we stand as we read God's word together? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Amen. This is God's word, which he has promised to bless. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Lord, claim every part of me today. I want to worship you in the spirit. I want to give you the glory that is your due. We need your help for that, Lord. Thank you for revealing yourself to us. Thank you for making yourself precious to us, Lord. That's a wonderful miracle. We thank you for ever drawing us to yourself. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving kindness and tender mercies with which you have crowned us as your people. We rejoice in you this morning and praise your holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 There's a passage in Isaiah that says, I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord. And I like that verse because it pluralizes loving kindness. That's not a word, but you know what I mean. It highlights the abundance of God's gracious dealings with us. I think it's in 63, yes. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. Not only should we be aware of them and acknowledge them and rejoice in them, but we should mention them. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord. God has been so good to me. Last night we were speaking about reconciliation. I remembered after meeting having read a chapter on reconciliation in a book not long ago, and it was entitled The Miracle of Reconciliation. The Miracle of Reconciliation. And I got to thinking about, you often do that, maybe you wouldn't have as much experience with this as I do, but after you've thought about something and presented something, you often think about it even further. And I get the greatest blessing out of these things, I'm sure. And I kept thinking about the miracle of reconciliation. Yesterday evening, after meeting. I couldn't stop rejoicing in that fact that though we were enemies, now we have been brought near. Once far from God and dead in sin, no light my heart could see. But in God's word, the light I found, his truth came alive in my heart. And Jesus has reconciled me to God. And that's truly a wonderful, wonderful miracle. It's nothing that any one of us could have done. As we said last night, God took the initiative. And God, because he loved us so, drew salvation's plan and gave us Jesus to be our Savior, the one who has reconciled us to God. Enemies and now brought near. Fellowship, loving, near, dear, intimate. Getting better all the time. Fellowship with him. Praise his name. The miracle of reconciliation. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those that fear him. His eye is upon us all the time. He wants to manifest his goodness in our lives, in our daily walk, in our experience with him. He's always showering us with loving kindness and loving kindnesses and tender mercies. Let's sing 306 in our... Actually, I think it might be 305 I'm looking for. I'll let you know in a moment. Yes, moment is here. 305. Moment by moment. in this chorus, I sang it again because I noticed those three words again. Well, the word isn't there, but the thought. Love and life and light, looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. I put light there, okay? Light and love and life, and Jesus is all those to us. And he wants us to be looking to him today. It's simple, isn't it? Spurgeon has that in one of his readings. Nothing could be easier than a look. And we're called to look and live. Hallelujah. The importance of moments. We talked about that one meeting. Moments make up our days and our lives. I heard the instruments playing this morning. Maybe you did too. That sounded so good, by the way. How many of you were playing? One, two, three? Okay, good. And you played a song that we don't often sing, but it fits with this idea. It says, take time to be holy. I mean, it fits with this thought of moments being important. Take time to be holy. I don't know why that title strikes me as at least having the potential for misleading us. Take time to be holy. I guess you could squeeze out of being holy all the time if you thought of it in a certain way. You know, let's take a little time today to be holy. over here, like take time for exercise, take time to be holy. Well, we know it doesn't mean that. Does it mean it takes time to get holy? I guess you could think of it that way. Although we are God's holy people, as soon as we come to faith in Christ, he calls us saints, and we're called to be saints, so we're being sanctified, as well as having already been set apart. I think maybe a better way to understand that is that it takes application to be holy. It takes a purpose to be holy, and you need to take time before the Lord in his word and at his feet so that he can make us holy. We need to separate ourselves unto this pursuit, holiness unto the Lord, to be all for Jesus. My Uncle Gordon paraphrases that. I don't know if it's original with him or if he, but I've often heard him say, take time to behold him. Take time to behold him. And we know that the Word of God says when we do look at him, we're changed. 2 Corinthians 3:18. We behold the glory of the Lord and we're changed. So we take that opportunity that is ours to look at Jesus and to behold him. We're changed into his likeness by the working of the Spirit of the Lord. From one degree of glory to another, it says, and that's his call over us and his purpose. God predestinated us, it says in Romans 8. That just means he had something in mind with us. Before we ever knew it, he had it in his heart. And it was this, that we should be conformed to the image of his Son. He wanted to make us like Jesus. He brings us into the family, and now we are to bear the family resemblance, and he's bringing many sons to glory, and we're predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son. And it's a glorious work that he's begun, and he's well able to carry it forward and to complete it unto his praise and glory. So it's good to look. It's good to behold him. It's good to take time. Take time to be holy. Talk to God. What does it say? There's so many good things in that. Maybe we should sing that song. What do you think? That would be good. Yeah. Is it here? Good. 382. And let's stand as we sing. Be seated. I'm glad we sang that. Praise the Lord. It brings to mind some very important things, doesn't it? It's good to be reminded of these things. Thank you, Lord. There's a preparation going on for higher service. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.